I was still a thief when I met Anil, and though only 15, I was an experienced and fairly successful hand. Anil was watching a wrestling match when I approached him. He was about 25, tall, lean fellow, and he looked easygoing, kind and simple enough for my purpose. I hadn't had much luck of late, and though I might be able to get into the young man's confidence. "You look a bit of a wrestler yourself," I said. "A little flattery helps in making friends." "So do you?" he replied, which put me off for a moment because at that time I was rather thin. "Well," I said modestly, "I do wrestle a bit. What's your name?" "Hari Singh," I lied. I took a new name every month that kept me ahead of the police and my former employees. After this introduction, Anil talked about the well-oiled wrestlers who were grunting, lifting and throwing each other about. I didn't have much to say. Anil walked away. I followed casually. "Hello," again he said. I gave him my most affable smile. "I want to work for you," I said, "but I can't pay you." I thought that over for a minute. Perhaps I said misjudged my man. "Can you feed me?" I asked. "Can you cook?"
Can you feed me?
I lied again. "If you can cook, then maybe I can feed you."